Hello, friends and folks, and welcome to another episode of the Johto Quorum. We're here in Anova, the big berry. It's like the Big Apple. What's the big malasada? No, that's a fried snack. That doesn't work in the slightest. That's garbage.
What is a malasada exactly? I know that the Sun and Moon, everyone's obsessed with them, but I never figured out what they actually are.
I mean, it's a real thing you can get in the real world of ours. It's like a fried, like sort of like almost like a donut.
Okay, I'm into this.
So it's sort of, I guess you would say it's like a donut hole that's filled.
Ooh. Sounds kind of tasty. So,
I believe it is. I don't know, because I've never had one.
Fair enough.
Did you like the way I phrased that? Like, I was an alien.
Often, I feel like I'm an alien attempting to mimic human speech, so I can relate.
Well, folks, it's a great day here at the Quorum. Thanks, in part, to the efforts of friend of the show, Dan, and Alan.
That's me. Yeah, Dan, my pal, is someone I would call, rightfully call, a data wizard, a spreadsheet wizard. He loves making spreadsheets. And I was like, Six is really busy these days. I really want to get that Johto Quorum data like done before it becomes too unwieldy to actually do. So I contacted my pal Dan, and he whipped up this beautiful, beautiful spreadsheet that has all of the Pokemon we've covered so far with their cut or keep status. What we talked about with their shiny decision, what gen they're in, their typing, if they're a mega or not, and any notes that we might have made. So it's really handy for us to both see everything that we've done in like a nice visual way and also add to in the future. And we have the stats we're looking for now.
I just discovered another potential problem with them that we're going to have to sort out, which is that I don't know how it counted missing now. There are a lot of weird fucky things we did along the way. That's our fault. We'll iron it out. But we got a lot of great data here now, including, here's an example, out of the whole Pokedex so far, we've reviewed 292 entries, and we've cut...
592 entries.
Yes, sorry. 592 entries, and we've cut 43.75% of them.
Damn.
That's under half. That's better than I expected. Yeah, we're more generous than I thought.
Do you think we're going to hit a clean 50 by the end?
Gosh.
That's tough.
It's a situation where I feel like... I think we're going to be really nice to Alola and Kalos.
Yeah.
So I think probably we won't, actually.
Maybe that number will go down. But
I think it'll probably hover in the 40s, maybe low 40s. We'll stay in the low 40s is what I'm guessing.
That's a healthy place for it to be at.
Yeah. And, you know, I will try and not let this data bias me because I fully expected it to be like around 50%.
Same.
It feels like we can be pretty ruthless knives out around here. But then again, I guess, you know, like we killed almost... Well, okay, 259 species of Pokemon. That's not insignificant.
For sure. they don't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. And we can get into stuff like, at least like including Alolan forms and Megas, 62 Pokemon were cut out of Gen 1.
Actually, not including them, because they're, in this list, they're marked as being Gen 7.
Gen 6, so that's right, that's 62 out of 151.
Out of 152... Because I just fixed it so Missing No was Gen
1. Oh my god, alright, yeah, so this data is basically in beta right now. It's beta data, if you will.
big beta data.
So we have Megas classified as Generation 6, and then Alolans are Generation 7, but otherwise the data is super duper clean. Also, it gets cleaner after Gen 1 when there's fewer and fewer Megas and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, pretty much 4 onward, it's just like crystal clear data, which you love to see.
Yep. Right now, Gen 2 is honestly quite clean. That's about to change with the release of Gen 8. That will fuck them up with a bunch of fucking Galar forms, but, you know, what can you do? We're going to have to reform our parts of this list when we get to Gen 8, and that's annoying. But you do what you got to do.
It's a foundation with which we can build a house now.
Right. Our house in the middle of our street. And our house this week is going to open its doors... to number 522, Blitzel.
Pokemon I need a plushie of. Blitzel, for example. Shimama is the Japanese name of Blitzel.
Ushimama?
Ushima. It's Shimama, which is zebra. It's a corruption of Shimama. Okay. Which just means zebra. That's, guys, come on. Blitzel's a cooler name than that.
I wish I didn't like this Pokemon, because it would be fun to say something like, I don't give a shitzel about Blitzel. But
I love shits. I love, damn it. I love Schnitzel and Blitzel. My two favorite Samus reindeer.
I really like the fact that it just has the tiny little smiling mouth. I think the multicolored eye, like the yellow sclera on this one, actually looks good, as opposed to situations where we've had like a red sclera and I thought it looked bad.
Yeah.
I like the mane, the lightning bolt mane that looks kind of cute. It's a cute Pokemon.
You don't see a lot of horses that can like capture like electric horses. That's a pretty rare and like inspired decision. The idea that like it walks through thunderstorms and discharges electricity using its mane and can catch lightning with its mane and then store that, which is very cool.
And as far as a type of horse having an elemental affiliation, I think zebras makes a lot of sense.
Why
zebras are fucking weird.
Yeah, right. They're just strange.
Yeah.
Also strange, and I think if I were to get a plushie of this, it would probably be of a shiny Blitzel, because that blue is, it kind of looks like denim almost, which I dig.
Yeah, it does get this sort of like soft navy blue, with brighter eyes, and I think it looks very good.
I can definitely
improve of that look. Look at the Pokedex over here. Yeah, mane shines when it discharges electricity, which is actually represented in the game. Like, it has its sprite where, like, it flexes and its mane flashes yellow. They use the frequency and rhythm of its mane flashing in order to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they catch lightning. One of the things we're getting into now, which has been true for a little bit now that we've been in Gen 5, but there are not as many Pokedex entries for these Pokemon.
Right, we're getting, just by design, fewer and fewer because they're not in as many games.
Mm-hmm.
So you get them in Gen 5, Gen 6, and this one actually doesn't have a Pokedex entry in Gen 7, interestingly.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't move that forward.
Pokepark note, he's indifferent to his surroundings, but when he finds promising Pokemon, he can't wait to teach them the tricks of Dash with a capital D.
Hold on. What are the tricks of Dash?
Well, you're not a promising Pokemon, so I guess you'll never know.
Of all of the weird, dumb Pokemon side games that this podcast has inspired me to play, maybe it's Pokepark 2 Wonders Beyond. That's going to have to be the next one.
I really wish I could get my hands of a copy in box. Like, doesn't have to be sealed box, but in box of Conquest. I would absolutely play it.
Yeah. Ooh, $52 for Pokepark 2.
I'm one of those people that
Conquest
like, it drives
like
me crazy.
Jam.
It drives me crazy to have just a cart with no case, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate it.
I had this moment where I was like, because I'm really flagging on my Platinum playthrough, so I've been thinking about just like looking up a playthrough of it and getting back to Black 2, which I'm more excited to actually play through and like have a good team for. But then I was like, well, if I don't care about boxes, why am I? I'm just buying carts. Why don't I just go one step further, just buy a flash cart and save myself money in the long run? And then I was like looking at flash carts, and I fell down a deep rabbit hole, and I came out of it. I didn't actually buy a flash cart yet, though, folks. But maybe someday. I try to not support piracy if I can. But
yeah, I don't know. It honestly isn't. It's stupid, right? I don't know. It might even be a form of mysticism on my part. But when I'm playing a ROM, it doesn't feel the same.
Totally. Well, I've never finished a game on ROM. If it's a single player game, I never feel inspired to finish it.
Oh, I beat Chrono Trigger on ROM 7 times. So I don't have that problem, but it doesn't feel, it feels like this, not as harsh as this, but it feels like when you drink a diet version of a soda, there's this element of like,
oh sure, yeah,
this just isn't as fulfilling in a way. So like, I don't have an, honestly, I don't have any problem with piracy of these old games, especially ones like this where it's like, you want to get your hands on a copy of Pokemon Conquest. Listen, the developers of Pokemon Conquest aren't getting a fucking cent at this point.
No. Yeah, you're not worrying about that. It's more
you're
just
not,
like
you're not getting, you know, farm to table. That's not how this works anymore. But
I think that someday what would be more interesting, less is talking about like ROMs and not deciding to use ROMs. Pokemon ROM hacks are another thing that I discovered recently. It's like a budding industry.
Yeah, bud?
Well, I know they've been around forever. Like, I remember my friend had, like, a ROM hack on Game Boy Color, and I was like, this looks fake as hell. It was the one where you had a telephone instead.
Sure.
It might have been, like, a not Pokemon game that they translated weirdly.
It really, I'm glad you corrected. Well, not corrected. I'm glad you adjusted, because for a second there, you're like, I really discovered this cool thing. They're called ROM skateboards. Hacks. And yeah. I'm like,
No, what I more meant to say was, like, I've been learning a lot about Pokemon ROM hacks recently.
Okay.
Pokemon Outlaw, for example, seems ridiculous. It's like, it's a ROM hack of Fire Red Leaf Green where you play as a criminal who, like, lives in the slums of Kanto, but it's, like, really, really crassly written, and, like, it reads like it was written by a 13-year-old boy, honestly.
Probably was.
Yeah, there's, like, dating mechanics, and the way they make the slums is they just put a cave texture in the bottom left of Kanto, like, or of Pallet Town, rather. It's bad. It looks terrible. And there's, like, just incessant cursing, and, like, people, it's like, kill this cop? Yes, no. Literally, there's, like, options to kill people. It's ridiculous. But we should look into
that. So we're keeping Blitzel then, I guess.
Absolutely. Of course we're keeping Blitzel. That's a cute little friend.
Okay.
This gets into an issue that I've had with a lot of Gen 5 Pokemon, which is the evolution, like, isn't that different.
So it's called Zebstrika.
Yeah, or Zebrika. Like Flash of Lightning. Raika.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Wait, how do they not? Okay, am I being crazy right now?
What's up?
Perestroika.
Yeah. ROI.
Yeah, they didn't make that connection.
Zebus. Which child besides you, me, and maybe my friend Majan would understand what Perestroika is while playing Pokemon?
But this is Bulbapedia. They really should have gone the extra mile.
Oh, you're saying Bulbapedia should have been like Zebstrika? Well,
Bulbapedia should have known that Zebstrika is a comrade.
Mm-hmm. Glalie, maybe a reference to Glasnost. Like, what are you doing?
Then again, okay, the shiny is purple with, like, a slightly more bluish white, like more of a soft white. As opposed to, like, you know, the oh, and you get to see it flash, by the way. If you stare at that sprite for a sec, you get to see the blinking animation.
Waiting for it.
I had it. There it is.
Wait, on set. Oh, there it is. Okay. Yes. Okay.
There isn't any data here about it being like supporting the workers or anything. It's mostly just this. It's an ill-tempered, grouchy, lightning-shooting horse.
Same. You don't see me talking about it.
You know, okay. I'm going to tell you a story.
Tell me a story.
When I was a youth, I would go to summer camps a lot, right? Because my parents didn't want to deal with me during the summer, like most parents, right? It's like, get the fuck out of here. Give me a few weeks of sanity. I have nothing but sympathy for their position. And one of those times, I went to a horseback riding camp for 2 weeks. And it kicked ass. I had a great time.
Oh.
And I apparently was naturally good enough with horses that they were like, okay, well, you probably won't die. We're going to give you the one horse that we have to give to somebody who's really grouchy. At first we really didn't get along. And then one day we were riding and it was being kind of uncooperative and it stepped on an underground hornet's nest.
Uh-oh.
And you can imagine horses don't like it when that happens.
Neither do I.
Neither do the hornets, for that matter. Nobody involved was happy with the situation. So the horse panicked, and I did not. And I calmed the horse down, and I just sort of like, no, it's okay. We're gonna get some distance. Your instinct here is correct, but then we're gonna calm down, and it's gonna be okay. And after that, that horse and I were just fucking best buds for the other week and a half. This is why, leading up to me talking about this Pokedex entry, where it's talking about what a jerk this horse is. No horses are jerks. I don't believe it. Some of them have been treated badly by life, but all of them will be good if they're given the opportunity. If you give them something, they will give you back in return. So I don't like Zebstrika, because it doesn't represent Perestroika, because it's not a very interesting evolution, and because they presuppose that this is a mean horse, and there's no such thing.
Are there naturally mean people, but not naturally mean horses, you're saying?
They're horses.
Yeah, but they're just people with extra legs.
If I had been assigned a different gender at birth, I would absolutely have been a horse girl.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's...
I 100% would have.
I see it. I believe it.
I love horses. They're great. Yeah. They're just good animals.
How can you not like horses? This is like the argument I had for a giraffe rig, where it's like, you just can't not love this. Like, you can't overthink this. If you like Zebstriker, I'm willing to keep it. Worth mentioning, it's the signature Pokemon of Nimbasa City gym leader Elisa, who's a fan favorite because she's a girl in Pokemon. And she actually has great fashion sense in both mm-hmm. games.
Yeah, I think we cut this one because I don't like their representation of horses here.
Oh, because they're saying it's a mean horse. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Right. Because that's not true. They're lying about their own Pokemon. And also, again, it needs to be a comrade. If you're going to give it a name like that, I want it to support labor efficiency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fair. So I guess we'll cut Zebstrika. Goodbye, okay. Friend. Way back.
No, I remember.
September 14th, 2019. Six goes, Alan, remind me of this joke.
It's only Rock and Roller, but I like it.
He was like, please. And I was like, I'm driving right now. And he was like, please keep this joke somewhere handy. I'm going to remember it.
And I did.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw Rock and Roll, I was like, it's my time.
I'm here. I've evolved. That's a pure rock type. That's the Geodude of this generation.
It's a better Geodude than Geodude.
Interesting.
It's just got like, okay, here's the thing, right?
Yeah, here it is.
You are currently watching Gundam 00.
I am, unfortunately.
Look at that mouth, eye, whatever the hell that thing is.
Yeah, the mono eye.
Tell me it doesn't look like the barrel of the bazooka on Virtue Gundam.
Oh, yeah.
So I really just want to... Does this thing learn Hyper Beam?
Oh, great question.
Leveling up.
I doubt it.
Rock Blast.
Not naturally. Not by learning.
It learns Flash Cannon by TM.
That's the idea. That's the same idea. Like, shoots a beam out of the thing. Can I say the one thing... This is not a Gundam podcast, obviously. But the one cool thing now in Season 2 about the Virtue Gundam is it's like a big boy that has a girl inside of it, which is, like, stupid. But mm-hmm. it also just has hands in every compartment. So every time it gets in a grapple fight, it's like, I got you. And they're like, what do you have? And he's like, more hands!
Yeah, they're like the first time they debut it where it's like, I'm gonna grab you with hands and then other hands and then other hands and then my back has hands and then the rest of my back pops off and it has hands.
Yeah,
like, this is so dumb.
Tricked
I love
you.
It
I have more hands. And you're like, good, I'm glad. I'm happy for you. Rock and Rolla does not have hands.
No, Rock and Rolla has feet and a mohawk,
a head penis.
I think because it likes rock and roll, it's a thing.
Let's see.
Okay, the hexagonal cavity is its ear.
Apparently. Oh, it listens with that.
Deep in that ear is an energy core. So if you stick your hand in there, Rock and Rolla will be very angry. If someone reached into their chest and squeezed my heart, I would also be pissed off.
Do not touch. Please do not touch. Do you know, so its Japanese name is Dangoro. Do you know what's that portmanteau of? Dango, which means Japanese.
Like D-A?
D-A-N-G-O.
Dango?
Yep.
Dango is like a snack.
It's a Japanese dumpling.
Yes.
And then Goro means what?
I don't know.
Grounder. Wait, what's grounder?
You thought I would know that one.
Oh,
huh?
Baseball. That's a baseball reference.
It's a grounded dumpling.
that's really cute. Wow, Gen 5 has good Japanese names. That might just sell me.
You were
alone.
Just talking about how the fucking Blitzel name was garbage.
I mean, they can't all be good. They can't all be winners.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's born deep within the ground. It compares itself with similar species. It's so sad that it compares itself to Geodude and Carbink to settle which has the hardest body. If you stick your hand in there, it will be so pissed. It'll kill you.
It walks in the direction of the sounds it hears, but if the sounds cease, it panics and topples over.
Oh my god.
It's a friend!
This thing must be amazing at Marco Polo. Actually, no, it's not. I think, yeah, Rock and Roll is a friend. The thing is, it's Geodude with a personality.
Yeah.
It's not, like, it's technically visually just a rock with a penis and an eyeball, but it's Geodude if it...
The penis thing is really not working.
You're the one who always says that everything's a penis. I'm just copying you.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's my character trait.
It kind of is. You kind of talk about dicks more than you think. and I don't know what that means, but just laying that out there.
What's the shiny like?
What is it? It's a Halloween flavor.
Huh, yeah.
It looks like a Halloween M&M.
I don't know how I feel about that, honestly. Like, I don't dislike it. It just feels kind of not like the Pokemon.
Yeah, the bright purple with the orange mono eye. It just looks like a weird pumpkin, and we had definitely weird pumpkins later.
Yeah, I think I'd cut the shiny on this one.
That's fair. That's super fair. But I say keep Rock and Roll. Even by itself, without evolving, it's like, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy this exists.
Yeah, I'm here for it. But it does, in fact, evolve into Bulldoor.
Which sounds like a wrestling name.
Bulldoor has entered the arena.
Gantura? Gantul may be a combination of Gon and Mantle. Oh, Rock. Rock Mantle. Do you think that's better or worse than Bulldoor? Six.
I guess it's worse. I was thinking about it. I guess it's worse.
It's differently silly. I kind of like, is this a Fangy? Question? Is this a Fangy?
No, I don't think it is. They explained that all the orange is its core sort of growing out of its body, so I don't think...
Oh, it's not teeth. But aren't teeth bones? Let's get really into biology for a second.
Right, but your heart isn't a bone.
True. But your
this
bones
is more like it has its muscles poking out.
I see. Can I, like, poke its mouth and it'll hurt it?
Whoa. I don't know.
So these things are made of energy. Like the... Oh my god, by the way, the shiny's excellent on this. They made it cool. With like the bright blue point... Like the pointy orange becomes pointy blue.
Oh, that does? That is nicer. Huh. Maybe we need to go back and give it back its... the Rock and Rolla shiny, because that is...
Because you can give the evolution the... Because the Rock and Rolla doesn't have the blue. The blue is what makes this good.
You're right. Okay.
You can have a million Rock and Rollas, and you can't tell if they're shiny until you evolve them into Bulldoor. If we're keeping Bulldoor. Rock Crab.
Okay, let's look at what it evolves to, because it's a three-stager. It's a triad. It's a triple crown. Uh-huh. It evolves into Gigalith. Nah.
No. Again, same cool shiny, but like that's just a lot of rocks.
Yeah, it just absorbs sunlight and shoots it. Okay, if it doesn't learn Solar Beam, then what the fuck are we doing right now? Let's take a look. It doesn't learn Solar Beam. Goodbye. Worthless. It literally says in its Pokedex that it absorbs solar rays and fires them as light, and it doesn't learn Solar Ray. Solar Beam.
That's fantastic.
Solar Beam, excuse me.
Poke Park. Right. He doesn't talk much, but he cares for Rock and Rolla. He is worried about Bulldoor, who left for the Crag area. He's a very concerned parent.
They just didn't think this. I don't think he looks cool.
Yeah. He's the compressed Pokemon. Ugh, this is bad. This is dire. We're in it. Like, the evolutionary idea that it, like, as the orange stuff starts to grow out, that stuff is absorbing light, until it becomes, like, a light. Like, there are rocks out there that hold in light, you know, but that's kind of all it's doing.
Yeah, I think we stop at Bulldoor, honestly.
That's fair. Does Alder have a Gigalith? Alder's really attractive, is the thing. Oh, no, he doesn't have a Bulldoor. Okay, he's just friends with one in the anime. Alder's the Pokemon League champion in Black and White. He looks like a lion. Gigalith has to go. Bulldoor, I'm kind of... Can you sell me on Bulldoor? Because I'm not entirely sure I even want to keep Bulldoor. Other than the good shiny.
Yeah, I mean, I like its colors. Even normally, I think its colors are good.
Uh-huh.
I think the ear becoming, like, sort of, like, looking now like two eyes, even though they're still ears, is kind of cool.
Oh, interesting.
But that's all I've got.
Yeah, I didn't think about that until looking at it now. It looks like two eyes, but it's still just the one.
Mm-hmm.
And the fangs are a little cool. No, I'm fine cutting Boldore. I don't think it's that special.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. We can go ahead and cut Boldore.
Now we get into the weirdos.
Now we get into Woobat.
Oh, great Japanese name. Koromori. Kokoro means heart. And Komori means bat.
Oh, I was going to like Mori is forest, but I guess that's not a layer they're going for there.
Heart forest. Woobat's so interesting because this is like, we're not making it look like anything. It looks like something you drew in your notebook.
It looks cute, though.
Yes, very cute.
It's got center-aligned single fangy.
Perfect fangy. Oh my god, fangy.
It's got black and like pale blue and pink coloration.
Yeah.
Its pupil of its eye is a heart, and it's happy to see you.
He's having a good time. I really want the best for my Woobat. I love Woobat. Also worth mentioning, for fuck's sake, look at that shiny. Tell me what you think about it.
Oh, no.
No? Really?
I don't think that's... No.
You don't think that like weird minty color is actually epic?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, fair. If you mean like epic as in like Epic Game Studios, I could see it.
Oofa. Large oof.
Oofa doofa.
Yeah, I don't know. I like Woobat a lot. Also, the fact that it's psychic flying because it uses its ultrasonic waves. Like, that's a little bit more inspired than what it's replaced. Like, again, we've talked about this before, but Gen 5, a lot of these Pokemon are replacing things from Gen 1 because there was no national dex in Gen 5. So, if this is a cooler Zubat, is what I'm saying.
I think it serves a different purpose in practical effect, because I feel like Zubat is supposed to be this pest.
Yeah.
And Woobat's just this, like, harmless friend.
Oh, he's gonna nibble on me. That doesn't hurt, though. That's okay. He can't find his way home.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show him the way home. And speaking of it being a friend, it evolves with high friendship and comes out of its little furry shell into Swoobat.
Now, okay. Looking at Swoobat here.
Well, it's a little rough, yeah?
It's a little rough.
That's fair.
It's got two ears that are one ear. I don't understand that decision. It's got a weird, like, fleshy pincer tail. Okay. I don't know. I mean, like, clearly it is an evolution. It's just a bad evolution. I don't know. Like, you can see how it came from Woobat, but...
Swoop bat. And also its Japanese name is just Kokoromori, which is just they added another like heartbeat. So It's just more. Like I kind of enjoy the thinking of that a Woobat like pops out of its little fur and becomes a fully grown bat. Like this looks like an adult bat, but it's really messy. It's got a very bad shiny.
It does have an inverse fangy. Inverse double fangy.
Oh god. Oh, God, it does. Oh, that's so many points in its favor.
It's not enough, though.
No, it's not, but it's a lot of points.
I like the concept here.
Mm-hmm. It's almost, like, disappointing. Your best friend's with the Woobat, and finally it's like, I can see now, and you're like, what do you look like? And it's like, hey, I'm Swoobat! You're like, no, go back in the hole!
We accept you however you are, Swoobat. If we're friends, but right now we're not friends, we're legislators, get fucked.
Get fucked, Swoobat. Bye-bye.
Swoop on out of here. Because you're bad. Sorry.
I apologize.
And I am sorry for what it's worth. I think you're... Well, let me... Pokedex, due diligence. Okay, it has a lot of shit about ultrasonic waves. I don't care.
Yeah, no. I skim that stuff. It's no good.
All right, fair enough. Then we got...
Yes.
Drillbur!
Yes! Yes!
Drillbur!
We must keep Drillbur. He looks like his name is Carl. He wants to be best friends with you and give you a gigantic hug. I adore Drillbur. Hi! How you doing, guys? It's me, Drillbur. what's going on? Brrr, I just drilled from China, and guess what? Shit's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
It's complicated.
Yeah. It's a weird political situation, and I'm not really the best person to tell you about it. I don't have social context.
Brrr, hey, guys, I just came back from Germany. Seems fine for now. I mean, politically, again, not really experienced. I'm just going to go to Cleveland.
Hey, I just came back from North Korea, and boy, are my arms tired.
I've been drilling for days. Stand-up comedian driller.
Okay, let's look at the shiny, because we should make a decision on the shiny, because we need something to talk about, because we're keeping... Oh, the shiny is good.
It looks like a Boy Scout.
We're keeping this guy.
I love Drillbur.
Hi, Drillbur.
Hello. You're so cute. One of the cutest Pokemon in Gen 5, I think. Just easy. And it's like, it's a cool mole. We don't actually have that many cool moles, surprisingly. This is our Diglett. This is our Gen 5 Diglett. Again, better than Diglett. Straight up.
Well, is Excadrill better than Dugtrio, though?
Kind of. Like, kind of. If you think about Excadrill by itself and not related to Drillbur, it's like, that's a pretty decent Pokemon. But they kind of just, like, Drillbur grew horns. Drillbur got horny.
Yeah. It's got, like, that's a knifey shit going on that I don't really love. I guess it feels like they felt like they had to evolve it, but didn't have any ideas.
Right. They're like, we'll change the color. Oh my god, the shiny. Holy shit. Are you kidding me? Stop doing this. Stop with the good... It looks like a solo cup from the 90s or whatever. You know those cups that are like the white with the blue and pink?
Mm-hmm.
It looks kind of looks like that. Reminds me of that, at least. Worth noting, too, that Excadrill, now that it has all these pokey parts, it's part steel.
Mm-hmm.
It developed steel typing.
This is not... This has no precedent, right?
What does?
What I'm going to suggest in a second here.
Okay.
I don't think we should keep Excadrill.
Okay.
But I think there should be, like, a permanent form change for Drillbur.
Mm-hmm.
Once it learns, like, two Steel-type moves, its claws become Steel.
Oh.
And then it's Ground Steel.
I would note that. I would put that in as a note then, but yeah. Because you can keep Drillbur and you can be like, it's working time. And then it like goes, zzz, and then its hands get all steely. Mm-hmm. Steely Dan.
But I mean, like, it's like a mini evolution. It doesn't fully evolve, but its hands don't turn back, right? It's just like at a certain point in its lifespan, it's like, okay, nope, it's also steel type now. It's stronger, but it hasn't fully evolved, because the other thing is I feel like there's room that we're starting to explore the idea tangent time
with the joker
there's room that they're starting to explore with like mega evolutions and with Gigantamaxes, where they're like, what if it's not a full evolution but we are doing a riff on the design? And I think that's a really interesting space to play in, and I hope they find more ways to do it.
Right. Like, what part of this can we stretch out and advance and make super that makes a logical story? That's probably why also not every Pokemon has a Mega, because not, like, Mega Victory Bell. It's just going to be a bigger mouth, for example. It's not always going to be interesting, but it's worth having that card in the back of your pocket. Like, oh, we can Mega Evolve this and give it a temporary boost. Which changes the visual design, changes a little thing about it for a little while. Mm. Like, big hands Drillbur, you know, is a cool idea for the Mega Evolution. But it doesn't need to evolve. We are so biased against mean Pokemon. Because Excadrill looks really mean and angry.
It does seem like it's a pretty grouchy guy. But that's not why. Like, I actually kind of like the little bit of, like... under eye paint, like, you know, like in baseball, little stripes.
Oh, for
it
sure.
Has going on.
Yep.
It's just, I just think the way they tried to make it look aggressive is stupid.
Yeah. Maybe it, like, can't look up and smile at you because the fucking steel plating on its forehead is so heavy.
I want to believe, like, you can see that there's kind of, like, almost like a seam between its head and the top spike.
Yeah.
I want to believe that they're not completely attached, and if it looks up really quickly, it'll bonk its head.
Ow! It's, like, constantly sleeping on the bottom bunk of a bunk bed.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever slept in a bunk bed?
Yeah, absolutely.
With your siblings, or... Like at camp?
With my siblings, and then also by myself.
Oh.
Because there was a point where a sibling moved out to their own room, but the only bed we had was still that bunk bed.
So. Top or bottom bunk when you had your druthers?
Depended on my mood.
Wow, okay. Fair enough.
There were times where I wanted to feel distant from the world, and I would go top bunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were times where I wanted to, like, to feel the sort of... in a weird way, feel the weight of the world, and then I go bottom bunk.
Aww.
So, you know.
That's beautiful.
Kind of like Audino, the hearing Pokemon. It's the only Pokemon that can hear.
Finally. Took them long enough. Good gosh.
I think Audino's pretty cute. I like the pink and sort of like beige coloration. I like its little wispy ear whiskers.
Mm-hmm.
I like its eyes. I like the little V mouth. I like the little glove effect on its hands. I like the tail. I just think it's a cute friend.
It's the Chansey, I guess, of this generation.
Yeah, more or less is. That's true.
Tabune. Tabune means maybe, or tabun, which means many are heard. And mimi tabu means earlobe, so it's like hearing.
So it's a multi-layered pun. I'll give him that.
An audino may be derived from audio and a pun on the phrase, I don't know. That's cute.
Using the feelers on its ears, it can tell how someone is feeling or when an egg might hatch.
Yeah, it's... They look like it's just wearing headphones all the time. It's listening to the Shins. We had a sort of like recurring joke in our group chat like over a year ago about how audino is like really into... very experimental, like, rock music. Only girl groups only. Very much into, like, that 90s style of, like, hardcore punk stuff. But you look at her and you're just like, oh my god, you're so cute. And then she's, like, listening to just fucking screaming death metal. Which I'm into. But I feel like that's influencing it.
I'm going to say a phrase and you're going to tell me if I have to bleep it out of the podcast.
Yes.
Audinophile?
That's not bad. That's not bad.
It is, though. I mean, like, if you think about, like, the Latin, you're like, oh, actually, that's really bad.
Isn't file to love?
Yeah, and it's used for fetishes, my guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but audiophile just means somebody who likes audio. It's not like someone who's, like, sexually attracted to audio.
What do you think someone who likes Audino is like?
Okay, yes.
Why do I have to break down how the thing I said is bad?
Golly gee.
I do really like Mega Audino.
Yeah, interesting, right? It becomes Pikachu. Yeah.
What?
It looks like white Pikachu.
No?
Like, it's kind of like chubby and has, like, the ears and... No? Okay.
I don't see it.
Okay. Well, it has that... Maybe it's the head shape or something.
Okay, so here... Okay. I'll pull up the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the white that is like a lab coat.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the little tuft on its chest with the feeler coming out of it that's holding, like, a stethoscope.
Mm-hmm.
It's this cute little doctor Pokemon.
I think it's supposed to be an idol.
I don't think it is.
No?
I think it's supposed to be a doctor, isn't it?
Well, maybe, yeah, because then Audino is like, oh, Audino's the nurse, Mega Audino's the doctor.
Yeah!
He listens to your heart rate. And also there's the art of Audino with a little nurse's hat. This is good.
It's cute! I do think there probably was an episode where it was an idol. That's probably what you're thinking of, I'm guessing. Because
mm-hmm.
I bet you didn't draw that out of nowhere, and I haven't seen that much of the anime. But, no, I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be like a doc.
You can tell how someone is feeling. Well, is there... Oh, there's no entry for the Mega that's separate in this one.
Audino is also the only known Pokemon that can learn secret power naturally by leveling up.
Oh.
It's interesting. Learns, like, play nice, baby doll eyes, disarming voice, After you, heal pulse, simple beam. What the hell is simple beam?
That's a fake ability.
Simple beam changes the target's ability to simple.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Okay.
Fun facts. Available in every single patch of rustling grass in Pokemon Black and White. It has like a low spawn chance, but it's everywhere.
And it's good XP.
Yes. You could, they're like, I don't know, farming. There's like a way to make it so you have a higher chance of seeing the last thing that you caught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so people would do Audino farms. That's how you do leveling in Omega Ruby or in Gen 5. It was designed with the anime in mind, designed to replace Nurse Joy's Chansey in Unova, which is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never thought about them being designed for the anime, but I guess that makes some sense.
Sure, at this point. Why not?
And Mega Audino has the highest base defense of any normal type. Mega Audino, worth noting, also normal and fairy. That might also be where I got the idol thing from, that I just think of fairy as like beautiful, here to present excitement for you and energy. But
it's kind of funny that Pokemon often just uses fairy as shorthand for good person.
Yeah, fairy is just nice. Like, why aren't they all fairy types?
Yeah, go figure.
Because Giratina is the shittiest war person in the world. Like, fairy type Giratina is just the Grinch with its face, like the smiley face.
So we're keeping both of these, right?
I've been sold on it.
And let's look at shinies.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I don't know, it's got a cute shiny. Regular ass. It looks like Mega Audino is just more white.
Yeah, that's really interesting, actually.
It almost goes full white.
I like both of these.
Yeah.
I think they're both interesting. Huh. Go figure. I also like that in the black and white sprite, it's just really, like, it's casually wiggling its little tail.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, 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 bum, bum. Yeah, it's very adorable.
Okay, great.
Chunk. Chunk.
We'll move on then to 532. We should do this line and then maybe stop and have a little conversation.
Yeah?
Yeah, and don't worry, it's not like I'm not being ominous here.
I'm not canceling the podcast, Lenny.
So we got Timber. It's going down. I'm yelling Timber. You know, there's actually like really, I actually, more than that, I think of, this is really terrible. There is a Dota parody song about the hero Timbersaw.
With that?
Yes.
So, Timber Girder Conkelder. I like that they have to spell it C-O-N-K-E-L instead of K-L-E, because they know that some idiot is going to be like, it's Conkelder! Because they don't know the word Conkle. So they're like, no, you fools, it has to be pronounced Conkelder, or else you're saying you're wrong. It's Machop.
So this is,
it's Machop from this generation.
It's Machop from this generation as far as its role.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the stupidest concepts for a Pokemon.
Yeah, this is a good example where I understand when people are like, Gen 5 is stupid.
They're like, what if it was holding a thing? Like, and then the thing it holds evolves?
It fights by swinging a piece of lumber around. It's close to evolving when it can handle the lumber without difficulty. That's kind of interesting.
Also, it's worth noting that the pink accents on it are veins popping.
Oh, that's kind of gross.
Yep.
That's kind of super gross. Oh, the shiny's terrible. Oh, no. What are the Timber? I get all three of these names mixed up a lot.
It's not fantastic. They didn't nail it. We're going to look at Girder?
Sure.
Same shiny, also bad.
Yep. More veins, bigger veins. Now it's got a weird like mini afro.
This Pokemon is so muscular and strongly built that even a group of bustlers could not make it budge an inch. I don't believe Chris Jericho could make this Pokemon budge.
The Miz could ask nicely and this guy would fucking budge.
Oh man, he just hit Girder with the Judas effect.
They took his girder, his thing that he's holding, and then he ran away and started crying. Oh my god, there's a girder holding a boom mic in the anime. That's fantastic.
If Girder was holding a steel chair,
we'd be in
then
business.
You'd have me. Yeah.
Why is it so easy to get you with wrestling? God damn it.
Because wrestling is, you want to know the secret?
I do.
Because wrestling sucks and it shouldn't.
Oh.
So I'm always open for someone being like, what if we did wrestling but good? I'm like, yes, please,
yeah,
someone.
Sure, please, anyone?
Oh my god. Its head looks bad.
It weighs the same as Ethan, according to this trivia section. I hate that. I hate those.
Is it weighing, including its I-beam?
Oh, good point. It says
because I-beams are fucking heavy.
It says it's 88.2 pounds. There's no way it's including the beam.
Okay, yeah, there's no way it includes the beam. You're right.
So Ethan, the gen... Which gen is that? I think he's 4? No. 2? Yes. He's the male avatar in gen 2. Why do they do that trivia? I don't know. It's weird to me. What's with the Japanese names? Because Timber, Girder, Conkeldurr, I always forget which one's which. It doesn't make a lot of, like, it kind of makes sense, like rock, wood, steel, and then Conkeldurr, which is just weird. In Japanese, Timber is Dokore, which Dokari means timber, Dokoi means, oh, like heave-ho. And Kora means, hey, you! That's kind of fun.
Kora, teme!
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Girder is, and excuse my Japanese, Dote Kotsu, which is, okay. Tekotsu means steel frame. That's pretty boring. And Conkeldurr is, Robushin. Old, Bushin, or Fushin. Old, Ro is old, Bushin is like a warlord, and Fushin is like construction work.
Okay, I like that name.
Yeah, that's real good.
But like Conkeldurr is like visually the worst design of all of them.
I only like the dad ass smile.
It's not though. It doesn't have the teeth. The teeth is an essential part of the dad ass smile. This is like the I just farted smile.
and it's a small room and I had Taco Bell. I didn't notice the nose until now, because Timber has like a Minnie Mouse nose,
and then Girder has the clown nose.
Girder and Conkeldurr have the clown nose.
Yeah, well, Conkeldurr has like the king clown nose.
The buggy, it's the clown like nose?
Yeah, just so far. Rather than relying on force, they master moves that utilize the centrifugal force of spinning concrete. Yo, that's force!
Well, that's still force, guys. Rather than utilizing force, they figured out force. Huh? Literally says that. Rather than rely on force, they master moves that utilize centrifugal force. Excuse me. It is thought that Conkeldurr taught humans how to make concrete more than 2,000 years ago.
I just want to imagine that a Conkeldurr like walks up and just like bam, bam, bam with those pillars, and then it holds one up and goes, eh?
Eh? Oh my god. We can make roads. Also weird that it's fighting type. Like this should be rock type.
I mean, it's just fighting type because, I mean, you need to keep in mind that the concrete is not part of the Pokemon.
That's true.
It's carrying it with it, but again, probably that weight, 191 pounds, concrete's heavy as fuck.
It's two blocks, it's two gigantic slabs of concrete, four foot tall.
So it always carries them with it, but they are not technically part of the Pokemon.
Okay. So fighting type makes a little bit more sense. It's a lifting. It's a lifting friend. And they're all pure fighting. You don't get a lot of like three-tiered evolution where they stay that way.
Mm-hmm. Here's the fun thing is none of this matters because we're cutting all of them.
All of them. Did you know? Due to the censor that prevents Pokemon with offensive nicknames being traded on the GTS, an English language Conkeldurr cannot be traded on the GTS without a nickname in Pokemon Black and White.
Oh, because of Durr.
Yeah.
I get that.
Interesting. That's then fair. Why did you make that the name? At first glance, it suggests apparent inspiration from ogres. Timber's Pokédex entry supports that and has its evolved form based on construction workers. Also based on a muscle man carny from a carnival sideshow or an elderly person because of the gray tuft under its chin. Sure.
There's gray on its body, so it's inspired by old people.
Yeah, it's like old man clown construction. It's a very mishmashy, messy design.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't have it. Also, it's a trait evolution. I hate trait evolutions.
Me too. What is the one that you get in Gen 5? You get a Haunter, I think, early on, where you're just like, what am I going to do with this? This is not going to be useful to me. Mm-hmm. Ghost Poison. Did you know that Haunter is Ghost Poison? I don't know if we talked about this back in February, but I learned that when filling in types for our
I knew that Gengar was. I didn't know that Haunter was.
All three of them are. Ghastly, Haunter, and Gengar. Really? Poison, yes.
Huh.
According to Ballopedia, which I take as Bible.
The retyping, really throwing shit out here. It's wild.
So what does this say you wanted to talk about from here?
I don't remember.
Interesting. Do you want to keep going for a little while?
I mean, we could talk about Gigantamax if you want.
Oh, for sure.
Do you wanna go back and add some of those into the decks?
Yeah, we might as well, now that we know what they look like.
Uh-huh. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Gigantamaxes here.
Yeah.
We've got Gigantamax. Well, I guess we should just tackle them in Pokedex order here. Let's start off with Gigantamax Charizard.
Do you have a link that I can look at all of these? Oh, no, I found one. I have one.
Okay.
Perfect. Charizard. Ugh.
So, it's Charizard again. Hi, Charizard. A thing we will note is that there's the, like, swirling red cloud effect. That's to indicate a Gigantamax. You will see that on every Gigantamax.
Oh, the thing above their head? Yeah, okay.
Well, on Charizard, it's around the tail.
Oh, there it is. I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little ring of red smoke.
Did not notice that.
Mm-hmm. So looking at this, it's got like wings that are made of fire, but also sort of extend forward as though they're like a mantle, kind of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's got sort of some weird patterns on its knees and stomach, on its tum.
Yeah, there's like diamonds.
Yeah, I do kind of like the way the tum. So on Charizard, the tum is clean, right? There's a clean sectioning between tum and the rest of the body. Sure. This has kind of like a bleeding effect. This is like little embers shooting off of a fire.
Yeah.
Kind of scattering off into the body. I think that's a neat effect.
Yeah.
And also it looks really unhappy.
Yeah, so the one thing I noted, and I remember feeling this as soon as I saw this trailer for the new Gigantamax evolutions, or forms, whatever, is having, like, normal Charizard, you don't really notice how big its belly is, but leaning into the belly makes it more like a mythical dragon, or, like, the way that mythical dragons were depicted in, like, old art.
Yeah, it looks kind of scary.
Yes, totally.
I mean, like, you know, obviously, I'm not scared, I'm an adult, but like, it's like, oh, they're leaning into that side of it.
Right.
And that's not like a universal thing across Gigantamaxes, as we'll talk about. A lot of Gigantamaxes do not look scary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, here's the thing. Here's the sort of spoiler here.
Uh-huh.
We're only going to be talking about Gigantamaxes for the Pokemon that are ones we've covered so far. We're not going to talk about the ones for the gen we haven't reached yet.
Yeah.
And I think I like all of them.
So Charizard, I would have accepted if you wanted to cut. And then Eevee,
I would also accept if you wanted to cut. Well, okay.
I love Eevee. I know we're big Eevee fans here.
No, I get it. We'll get there. I'm just saying we'll get there. Because that's on our list of five, that's the last one.
Yeah, but the rest are easy keepers. These are surprisingly good forms.
So you want to keep Charizard?
Yes.
Okay. No changes or anything you want to make. I mean, I guess we don't know what its shiny looks like or anything yet.
Yeah.
It's one of the weird things.
These might end up being re-examined when we do eventually do Gen 8. But
now, Pikachu. Oh, no, Butterfree is next. I'm sorry.
Butterfree is next in order, yeah.
Butterfree is really interesting because there are a couple of things going on here. One is, like, it just has a re-envisioning of its colors in a way that sort of bring back some of the greens you're used to with Caterpie and Metapod.
Yeah, this looks more like an evolution of those.
Mm-hmm. Also, its wings are just, you know, obviously massive and outshine its body significantly, but they also have this, like, gradienting thing that going on that's kind of interesting. I imagine in motion it's kind of like a shimmer effect. And then it has the little bits coming off of it. I don't know what those are.
I wonder if that's just in the art.
I bet it's not.
Or like spores, maybe?
Well, I mean, like, you know, like, but moths and butterflies both have, like, some kind of powder on their wings to help them fly.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that sort of slaking off.
Definitely makes sense. It may also be related to its G-Max move. Gigantamax Charizard has G-Max Wildfire, which is, I believe, an AoE. It's not a burn, but it's like a type of, like, a wildfire is an effect that it can do.
Yeah, and it inflicts, if you're not, it does damage, and then if you're not fire type, it will do sustained damage over time.
Yes, and then G-Max Befuddle is one of the ones that people were like, this is probably going to be broken. G-Max Befuddle, or in Japanese, Kyodai Bewitchery.
Wait, Kyodai?
Oh, Kyodai is what they do for Giganta. Interesting.
Oh, you know what? It's Kyodai, not Kyodai. Okay. Yeah. They're not holding the O. Okay. I was like, Brother Bewitchery? That's a great name.
Like, wait, where have I heard that before? Oh, I just said Yakuza Kiwami. Okay. No, different word.
Oh, man. Now I got to use the name Brother Bewitchery in something. That's sick.
That's really good. Write that down. Brother Bewitchery. G-Max Befuddle inflicts damage to the target and causes poison, paralysis, or sleep to all opponents. So it might just be those.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. That's broke. I love it.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Very strong, very good.
Truly no clue how they're going to work Gigantamax into the game. They're obviously not going to be used in competitive, unless they are. You never know. Primals were in competitive Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire, so.
What I would assume is that it's going to be like there are specific like arenas where it's permitted.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, you know, they made a big deal about, like, look at how big the gyms are now. And so I imagine it's that, and then also, like, the big, like, raid-style battles you'll be able to Gigantamax for a bit. But, like, a normal wild Pokemon, I imagine you will not be able to Gigantamax.
Right.
Or when you're fighting, like Youngster Billy.
Gigantamax. G-Max Befuddle Youngster Billy's, like, fucking level 5 Weedle. And you're like, huh,
He's like, what the fuck, man?
People have made this joke, but it is very funny to imagine your guy just being like, hey, I challenge you to a battle. 70-foot tall Pikachu walks in and goes, pee. Just sits on his Pokemon.
Let's have a battle. Unless you're afraid to lose, I choose you. Kakuna, go. Mewtwo. Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, I just saw a great number, but we'll get there. Next we have Pikachu.
Gigantamax
Pikachu is interesting on a couple of levels. One, the tail just becomes a lightning bolt.
Yeah, straight up. Love it.
Also, the body is you know, everybody's saying it. It's a callback to classic Fat Pikachu.
Yes. I miss Fat Pikachu. I think about him every day. I like, dream about him. If I could get a second plushie, the first one would be Drillbur. The second one would be Fat Pikachu.
Now, here's the bummer.
Yeah.
For all three of the next, this one, Meowth, and Eevee, there are conditions as to how you get them.
Right. Yeah.
Pikachu and Eevee, you have to have Let's Go Eevee, or Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, respectively. And then Meowth is like a early buyer, early buyer, because it's until January.
Yes.
But, I don't like it when they do that.
I mean,
for obvious reasons.
Yeah, we talked about like Victini being frustrating because, well, I don't want to have to pre-order to get a Pokemon, but they eventually made Victini easily attainable. So I would really hope that there is some other way, other than like breeding or something, because maybe it's an item like that they're giving you. They're just giving you a Pikachu and then giving you an item that makes it Gigantamax.
Well, the way they phrase it in the trailer is that what you get from this is a Pikachu capable of Gigantamax.
I see. So then, yeah, maybe. Maybe those are breedable.
Or it might just be an event thing, you know, going forward.
Yeah, true.
But obviously we like this one.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Next we have Meowth. I just want to, you know, all of the Gigantamaxes get significantly bigger. But I just want to talk about regular Meowth is 1 foot 4 inches.
Right.
Gigantamax Meowth is 108 feet and 3 inches.
That's not that much bigger. It's slightly bigger.
It's literally 108 times bigger. I guess it's probably just 100 times bigger because, you know, math and decimals and shit. But it's huge! Also, its coin now has, like a Japanese character on it, and its eyes have no pupils. They're just glowing with malevolence. And also its Gigantamax like cloud wisps are around its upper torso because it's too tall and it outgrew them.
Yeah, they're really fans of like the long Pokemon now. We had a Alolan Exeggutor last gen, and now we're getting long Meowth, Gigantamax Meowth. This one feels more specifically based on the long cat, like, meme.
Mm-hmm.
If you stretch out the body of a cat that's, like, standing up straight, you can make it look really long. Mm-hmm. I of all of the memes that they could reference in a Gigantamax form, I think this is one of the more, like, cute ones and wholesome ones. It's, like, it's just a big cat.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they made it terrifying is really funny.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate them using... Because it's distinct, right? It's distinct from Mega Evolutions being, like... What can we sort of like Sentai mode, like it goes super Saiyan temporarily. What does that look like? And then Alolan form is like, what does it look like when its environment changes it? And then, you know, Z moves are like, what does it do at its strongest? And then Gigantamax is like, what if it was big?
Well, okay, so if we're going to use DBZ comparisons, right?
Sure. Yes.
Mega Evolution is like Kaioken.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Or like, you know, I would say Super Saiyan, but eventually Super Saiyan just becomes how they
you
live.
You can just do that, right?
I would say that like, Z moves are like they're you know, they're fully charged Kamehameha,
uh-huh.
Right? Just they're big finish. This is Great Ape form.
Okay.
This is them going. This is like, what if we reimagine these creatures as like still cute, but kaiju.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's interesting. I appreciate the tonal thing, and I hope they keep doing it, because I mean, you know, there are some where, I mean, we're not ready to talk about it yet, but like Alcremie, right,
uh-huh.
Doesn't look scary necessarily, but even on that one, the way they play with lighting makes it look kind of ominous.
Right, like the lights are coming from below and they can only reach so high. It's the same thing, mm-hmm. same exact thing with Gigantamax Meowth.
Mm-hmm.
And Pikachu, like all, like you said, yeah, all of them once they are tall, the art implies that like the lights can't even reach them at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, very evocative of like, you know, lights shining down from shining up from Tokyo at Godzilla, but not able to reach his full height.
Yeah, I mean, it's their chance to play with kaiju themes and their chance to play with, like you said, just,
you know, playing with kaiju themes because we're in the United Kingdom.
That's yeah, everyone loves kaiju in the United Kingdom. I mean, what are they going to do, fake Japan? They literally did that four times.
That's fair. That's fair.
So, I think these are really cool, and I think Gigantamax Meowth is all right. Like, especially because this is not... They are selling it like, you're going to really want this, but, like, this is just a form you're going to use in a couple battles and be like, that's neat, and, like, you're probably not going to use it in every fight.
Mm-hmm. Who remembers, like, Ash form... fucking Greninja.
Oh god,
everybody forgot they had that, didn't they?
Oh, because he was busy winning one fight. Now everyone's like, oh my god, Ash form, let me look up what that actually looked like. Oh my god, it looked so dumb. I forgot he's got like the black hair on the sides. Ugh. That was the season I watched a lot of the Gen 6 season.
You got what I, you know, you can get that right in the games.
In the game, how do you get it?
You play the demo for Sun and Moon.
That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
Right. I think I do have that then somewhere. In my copy of Moon that I lost. Tragic. Now I'm sad again. Foul.
You can play the demo again if you want.
I guess. Fine. Yeah.
Our last one is the contentious one. Is Gigantamax Eevee.
Yeah, I don't. What they did... Here's what they did. Is they took Eevee, who's already nearly perfect, and they said, how can we add to perfection? And they just fluffed out the collar all mm-hmm. the way out and gave it, like, the I'm going to kill you eyes. I'll kill
they
you.
Did give it the, they did give it the eyes. It's very Hero Yui.
Yep.
It does have a massive coat.
Mm-hmm.
Its special Gigantamax move is making you guaranteed to fall in love with it.
Too late.
Which... I guess I kind of want to see it. This is one where I think I tentatively say yes, but I could change my mind. I don't know. I like Eevee a lot, and I want Eevee to have nice things, right? And this is another example, but I feel like this is a weaker example uh-huh. of me saying Eevee should be open to potential.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't use that argument 100% of the time, and I agree with you. It's not a fantastic design.
It's like the reason I'm giggling is it's Gigantamax move is called G-Max Cuddle, which in Japanese, of course, Kyodai, but not Kyodai, the one we're thinking of. But I'm going to think it is Kyodai embrace. Just hug a brother, you know? Just
Kiryu-chan.
Give me a Kyodai embrace, Kiryu-chan. Kiryu-chan! We really are the Majima and Kiryu of the Pokemon community, if you think about that.
Nani?
I'm the one who's like coming in dancing with a baseball bat, spinning around, trying to save people and be a nice person, but I'm ultimately a deeply depressed cartoon character, and you're just completely oblivious to all romantic advances and deeply defensive of people who fuck with you. Against people.
I'm like, rock and rolla, huh? I'm starting to see the appeal.
Also, you're great at karaoke. We both are. I'll get you to do it someday. Yeah, so, okay, just to get back to it. Gigantamax Eevee, I just don't see what's the purpose of having a bigger coat. Like, what's the gimmick?
Yeah, I don't quite get it. It does seem like they were short on ideas.
It's really what it
gets. They were like, well, we did Pikachu. We have to do Eevee.
Right.
And it's weird because historically that has not been the case, right? Mm-hmm. Historically has not been the case of like, gosh, what do we do with Eevee? They've never been short of ideas for Eevee before.
Yeah.
Everything they've come up with for Eevee has been sick. All the evolutions, the Z move where it calls on all of its evolutions to power it up, the power of friendship. It's had some amazing shit over the years. The fucking excellent. Let's Go Eevee, where it rides on your shoulder and you throw it into battle like you're lobbing a football.
Right. It's fantastic.
It's so good.
If this means that we're not getting an evolution this gen, then that's what breaks my heart.
Alan?
Yes.
I'm going to sell you on something that can never happen.
Okay.
Picture this. Mm-hmm. Galarian Eevee.
Okay.
With its own Galarian evolutions.
Oh. Oh. Like there isn't a new evolution, but there's just a new Eevee.
With a whole new set of evolutions. But you still got to catch them all. Pokemon Johto.
I feel like you waltzed me into that.
I didn't mean to. I said it, and then I was like, oh shit, I have to keep going.
I simply can't stop. Sure, I'm into that. That's a cool idea. But again, that won't happen.
Right, that won't happen. You know, I think provisionally we're going to say no on this one.
Yeah.
I am absolutely going to use my Gigantamax Eevee that I'm going to get for having...
Yeah.
Let's Go Eevee, and I'll give it plenty of chances to sell me, and maybe when we finally get to the Galar region in our quoraming, our tone will have changed. As we say, all of this is provisional, but
maybe I'll buy like a rusted, broke down copy of Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu just so I can have Chubby Pika early
I've
on.
Been thinking about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but like, look for a cheap, like, don't buy a new copy for that.
I mean...
Don't buy a new copy for a... is that crazy of me to say?
No, but it's not the decision I'll make.
Why am
like,
I...
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I know myself.
I know. And I'm glad you know yourself. That's what matters.
They say, know your enemy, know yourself. You need not fear the result of 1,000 battles, but you better fear for your budget.
But you still gotta catch them all.
Pokemon Johto. Fucking damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
We have
some stinkers coming up soon.
Yeah, we're gonna raise that cut percentage.
We're definitely.
Oh, jeez!
Fucking throw coming up.
Hey.
No.
Yeah. Well, at the very least, there's going to be a lot of. You know that? Did you hear that story about the Iowa family whose house flooded?
Yes.
Their basement flooded with blood. Uh-huh. It's gonna be like that.
Covered in blood. Oh, bloodbath? Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great.
God, I wonder... I'm going to shut up. All right, Alan, it's the plug zone. Why don't we plug things?
I'm going to plug my phone into the wall and charge it before I go to bed.
That makes sense. What, like, you're using the iPhone 11, right?
Correct.
Is it 11 Plus or just standard 11?
Standard 11. I don't need the third camera.
How are you liking it?
It's really nice. I didn't have a Face ID enabled phone before this, and that feature mostly works really well. It's surprising how well it works, like in the dark, for example. The camera's amazing. The camera is like, I've been taking shots that I'm myself impressed by most of the time. But otherwise, it's just, it's another iPhone.
It's, did they bring back the aux jack, or are you still on the Lightning shit only?
Oh, it's still on Lightning. I think they're locked into Lightning for life.
So you can't plug in a regular thing of headphones?
It's the plug phone. I felt it the minute you asked me. I was like, Six is not going to ask.
I know. I know. I heard you snort.
Yeah.
And it was like, yep, you know.
Here we
that
go.
That means I can keep going. You are not stopping me.
That's my cue. Why are you stopping me? I'm right. Okay. Real plugs. I'm on Chats, a television podcast, folks. You know I've talked about it before. It's a TV podcast I host every week with my pal Magellan. We watch TV shows, 2 episodes a week. We're watching Babylon 5 right now. We're actually almost done with Babylon 5, which is really exciting. Not to say we're done with this season of our podcast. We still have several movies and a whole side of 13-episode side series to watch called Crusade. So get in while the going is hot. Chats, C-H-A-T-Z. Peep that shiz, please. My children are starving, and they need you to listen to my podcasts.
They need you to peep.
Do you like peeps?
You know, I like peeps when they're stale.
Oh, sure, when there's a little bit of bite?
Yeah, when they have a little bit of stiffness, I find the texture experience enjoyable enough that they kind of feel like they have a bit of a crust, because that sugar kind of toughens up.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't want very many, but I'll have a couple. Fresh, no.
I'm currently blasting my way through episodes of Bon Appetit Gourmet Makes, and they have a Gourmet Peeps episode that I'm very excited to get to.
Ooh.
I just watched Pringles. Hey, guess what? Pringles are not that hard to make.
I mean, they just, like, reconstitute potatoes. It's
the shape that's awful. Hard. But you just make a mold, and then you bake them in the mold. That's it.
Yeah. I watched the Starburst one. And I watched that lady lose her mind.
Oh, yeah. I haven't actually seen that because I'm watching them in order. But I've seen that that's one of the ones. That and, like, Hot Pockets are the ones where she breaks. Claire's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's my other plug.
She seems a little bit grouchy, but also, given the people she works with, I kind of understand.
She's under a lot of stress.
Yeah, she's under a lot of stress. And, like, I am not shit-talking her coworkers, to be clear.
Sure.
But they do seem like they make pretty stupid decisions at times.
Sometimes, yeah. I like the way that they offer criticism. They're usually very constructive about stuff. Mm-hmm. Generally. Anyways, what are your plugs? What's going on?
Twitter.com/scanline. You could go to twitter.com/scanlinemedia if you want to see automatically tweeted every time something goes up on Scanline Media. Otherwise, I would say at SixDetmar on Twitter, SIXDETTMAR. Pin tweet there tells you all the shows that I do. Small notice, I am not sure what the next 2 weeks are going to look like. I'm going on the first vacation I've gone on in like 3 or 4 years.
Oh.
And that means that some recordings might get missed. I don't really know what's going to happen. I will do my best not to miss things, but also if I'm fucking chilling in my hotel and it's like, oh, I didn't record Jodacorum, I'll be like, tough shit.
Bye. We're not going to talk about Palpatoad this week. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see how scheduling works out. But it's entirely possible there will be a little bit of a gap. I'll do my best to make sure Oops still comes out, because people literally pay us for that one.
Yeah.
So I would feel real bad. But otherwise, you know, who knows?
Do what you gotta do.
But until next time, there is one thing we still have to say. Alan?
Now, you know, Six, a wise sage once told me this little nugget that I think is really honest and pertains to the discussions we've had today. We've had a lot of fun. And we're really trying to carve out our niche here in the podcast landscape and in the Pokemon podcast landscape. But
and it's, if you want peace, prepare for war. Peace out. Go ahead.
Should I?
It's, you know, it's your call. You're the one who says it. I don't get to say it. If you choose not to say it, I can't fill that gap. I'm not allowed. It's union. It's union gig.
This is a game for kids, so let's be adults.
And fucking support your local union. I was gonna make an anti-union joke, but even as a joke, I can't do that. Support unions. Support workers.
Bye.
Perestroika. Peace out.
Glasnost.